Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let me see here, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 27th, no, yeah, it's the 28th. Turncoat Tuesday, the 28th of March, 2023, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, but and a low of 20 and snow flurries. And we had snow flurries yesterday. I mean, it'd be like a blizzard for a while here. It's just the weirdest damn weather you ever saw. But it ain't warm enough. It was cold yesterday. Well, let's see what we're going to look at here. Okay. Alrighty then. Well, I guess we might as well go with the transgender shooter kills six. I don't know if that's a charge. They charge him as a woman. He becomes a man. Does he get out? Transgender shooter kills six at Nashville Christian School just days ahead of planned Trans Day of Vengeance by Jordan Boyd. Who did this, and it was sent in by a reader. At any rate, that's what we're going to hit when we get when we return. Let me get back to here. Maybe I'll get this all figured out. Watch what I tell you. Okay. We'll be right back.
I took a course in Hallelujah. I went to night school for the blues. Well, I took some stuff that said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it goes in the mail, like the check that's in the mail. She was a doll with she gay. I was an old hound dog that just loved to shake me dead. Until I met her.
Huh. All right, then.
Thank you for listening to PEFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Pops up. It sure did. All right, let's talk about these queers, these transgender son of a bitches. I mean, like when you listen to this, I mean, you think about if it would have been your average guy, not one of these goddamn freaks. They try to play it down. I mean, you hear nothing about what kind of gun was he using. Well, I mean, what kind of knife was he using? What was he fucking doing? I mean, let's look at it. The 9-year-old children and 3 adults are dead. three nine-year-old children and three adults are dead. After a 28-year-old woman pretending to be a man opened fire in a small private Christian grade school in Nashville on Monday. Let's see how they go and attack these communists for their goddamn actions. Armed with two AR-style firearms, a handgun reported former Covenant School student Audrey Hale entered the building where close to 200 students attend class by shooting through a set of glass doors. Well, that sure stopped him, didn't it? The pictures with this you can look at if you want. Hale was probably reportedly firing multiple shots through the halls housing preschool through sixth grade students and staff as well as at police vehicles from the second floor when two of the five police officers who immediately reported to the scene fatally shot her 14 minute her it shit what the fuck was it her to start out a 14 minutes after an active shooter alarm was raised. They're trying to talk about their response time. They're talking about everything but that these goddamn son of a bitch and left wingers are fucking, I mean, these faggots and these queers. Hey, you know, faggots and queers, you're nothing. You are such a small fucking minority in this country. I cannot believe you are tolerated. You weren't before. And you're not going to be again, you son of a bitches. The minute the calls came in, we responded to the church, to the school. Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake said at a press conference on Monday. Drake said Hale had no known criminal history before the shooting, but did pen a manifesto and writings that pertain to this day for the actual incident that confirmed this was a targeted attack. Police also recovered a map from Hale's vehicle in the Covenant School parking lot that laid out how this was going to take place. Police said the suspect's writings revealed suspect's writings revealed that she planned to hit another location but was deterred by too much security. Oh, that's what we need, more security, guys. Like everybody packing a fucking pistol because this is a goddamn dangerous world. They made it that way. They pumped the fucking danger in from around the goddamn world. And then they put this goddamn sick shit, these 10 fucking queers and 10 fucking transvestites, and they think these son of a bitches are going to have some kind of authority. Well, they're not. Hell's rampage occurred weeks after the Tennessee legislature voted to ban chemical castration or mutilation of children. Those son of a bitches, they did what? Day of Vengeance hosted by transgender activists. You come and get some of that shit to me, you motherfuckers. Scheduled to take place in Washington, D.C. and online beginning on March 31st. Well, you know, you motherfuckers, what are you going to do, all five of you? I mean, I'm sure Soros will hire, busloads of fucking pricks to go with you. But I don't know if he still can hire if he don't pay his goddamn employees when they do his dirty work for him. The event was designed to push back against legislation in several Republican states that bans transgender surgery and other hormonal interventions for minors. Well, so when this fucking a group of fucking psychos get together and these creeps, these fucking weirdos, these fucking messed up in the head son of a bitches get together, it's a movement. When people stand up and say, we have a fucking Bill of Rights and you're going to fucking honor it. Oh, that's anti-government. Well, then the government must be a bunch of faggot ass goddamn trans. I say, well, fuck, they are, aren't they? Pedophiles, pukes, rapists, murderers. Why are they there? Well, it's because we allow it. Like the Stonewall Riot, the gays and lesbians were experiencing what the term trans community, trans community is facing now. this cycle of hate needs to end. No, I can hate your fucking freak ass as much as I want to. I'll hate you right to your guts and liver, you piece of shit. I hate you. I'll continue to hate you. It's my fucking right to hate. And you can't tell me I can't hate. You're pathetic. You're fucking nasty. You're fucking rude. You're gross. I hate you. The website includes a quote from LBGTXYZAB47895. Well, wait a minute. LGBT. Radical Sylvia Rivera, who praised the violence and that occurred during the Stonewall riot in 1969. See here. Jordan Boyd is a staff writer at the Federalist and co-producer of the Federalist Radio Hour. That's the fellow that I guess we give credit to for this one here. But there's a lot of tweets on this if you want to go look at it on From the Trenches or the side or whatever side it came from. Anyways, let's see what else we got. Who funds Antifa protests? We all do, by Andy Nago. What it looks like, Nago. And this was sent in by, I don't see where it's sent in by. Yeah, but it was a reader. Okay. Let's go with this. Protesters from various anti-fascist groups rally against the Proud Boys on November 16, 2019 in New York City, getting images. Last week, the city of Philadelphia agreed to pay $925 million to 343 left-wing protesters who alleged they suffered physical and emotional injuries when police used tear gas and pepper spray to clear them off the major highways in downtown at Black Lives Matter style direct action 2020. See, these are all fucking communists. I think it's $929 million fucking dollars. These motherfuckers went and burned, and they fucking blocked people from going to fucking work. They can't block our goddamn roads. We're not stupid, and if they got fucking thrashed doing it, it's too fucking bad. You like that goddamn the police, and that's the idea of the police not being on the side of these son of a bitches is bullshit too. Videos recorded at the time showed the mob. Shut down the highway while vandalizing public property. Wonder what would happen if I fucking did that. As a journalist who reports on the, quote, it's underlined, the militant far left and its rioters, the question I'm asked most often is, who funds them? Some believe billionaire George Soros is responsible. No! Some believe that, but, I mean, come on, guys. Wait a minute. George Soros... Didn't he get sued by the rioters there in Missouri there when they rioted and burned down the fucking buildings and shit? Didn't he get fucking sued because he didn't give them their fucking paycheck? He didn't pay them? I think George Soros is fucking should be arrested 40 days ago, 100 days ago, years ago. The fact that the son of a bitch fucking pays anything to cause violence in his, well, how would it be if you fucking hired some people to tear somebody's fucking place up? This son of a bitch thinks he's above the fucking law. He's not above the law of December 15, 1791. The reason that his fucker does what he does is because we fucking let him. Nobody fucking has put a stop to this son of a bitch. I've seen him come on interviews and talk about how he's broken other smaller countries by fucking up their goddamn their currencies, just by tearing into their currencies. You son of a bitch, George Soros, may you rot in hell with your back broke in the ninth circle, you cocksucker. And don't say that some believe billionaire George Soros is responsible. That son of a bitch has paid millions for the destruction of the United States of these Americas. And they would be partially correct. Soros funds groups that form part of the support apparatus of left-wing militants, district attorney, biased media, and legal groups. No, he funds motherfuckers that burn buildings down. They sued him because he didn't fucking pay him. You don't sue somebody because they don't pay you because you ain't working for him. Come on. They're trying to fucking make it look like this son. This fucker should have been fucking hung, shot, tried and hung and shot fucking a long fucking time ago. And everybody knows. He sits up there and tells you he's destroying your fucking country. I'm going to destroy your country and fucking make you all fucking goddamn beneath me, you piece of fucking shit. You ain't worth the fucking dirt on my feet. But his money doesn't directly reach the pockets of militants on the street. The hell it fuck. Yeah, because you don't pay them. They had to sue him to get their goddamn money, but it does end up in their goddamn pockets. Who ends up paying far left rioters like Antifa? Too often taxpayers like you and me. Well, if you're fucking, I mean, don't taxpayer game, man. It's a fucking free for all out there and everybody fucking knows it. Though a developed network of radical leftist legal groups like the National Lawyers Guild, National Goddamn Esquires Guild, that's Chuck's fucking people. That's the goddamn King of England's private motherfucking administrative admiralty judicial system that cannot be in this country, which is a fucking violation of the Ninth Article for just fucking existing. But the Lawyers Guild, I mean, fuck the lawyers. They are all fucking criminal. They're all guilty of treason and sedition. You cannot say they are not. They serve a foreign king and they fucking are in the highest seats of fucking power. And this is, well, again, you know why? Because we let them. Against cities and police departments is the top, is the go-to method for payloads. At nearly every left-wing direction, action, or riot, you'll see NLG, legal observers, move in and out with the mob to record police. This evidence gathering is propaganda made to portray the police in the worst possible light while specifically omitting any recordings of what their comrades do. And they are your comrades. They're the police's comrades. And I ain't never seen the fucking police go after them like they do fucking anybody else. In fact, you go after them, the goddamn police will come after you. It's just like down on the fucking border. You went down there to stop it. Guess whose guns would be pointed at you? The ones you fucking bought for that border patrol, the last invasion force. They've got your fucking border held, 150 miles of it from fucking down the Gulf of Mexico, down, you know, 150 miles in. They're in the goddamn cartels are running businesses inside our fucking borders. And they talk about your comrades do, huh? Independent press are subject to assault and robbery by others in the group to maintain tight control over the narrative and any photographic evidence. Well, why in the fuck ain't you going up there in about a million? Bitch slapping these motherfuckers flat of their ass and say, now get a good picture of it because that's what you're going to get. I look at these motherfuckers and I think, Jesus Christ Almighty, this is what these fucking people are scared of. These fucking mongrels. They're nothing. Any photographic evidence, Kyle Serapin, a former FBI agent who was assigned to do surveillance in Portland during the 2020 Antifa riots, says the Green Hat legal observers were linked via radio with the mob and worked as a auxiliary counter surveillance. And you fucking let it do. They let them do it. Come on. The FBI's against the communists. Really? You're going to fucking buy that for fucking even 10 cents? Serapin told me my team witnessed several instances of NLG hat wearing legal observers. Well, what's a legal observer? I mean, what the hell is that? Are these people, I mean, some guy got his ass kicked for lighting up, something. No, they don't. No, I ain't seen them attack the goddamn fucking Antifa. They don't attack Antifa. When you fight back against Antifa, they'll come after your ass. I know that's how it is up in fucking Portland. I've seen the fucking videos. Observers calling out the license plates of suspected surveillance personnel over radios, sometimes accurately, sometimes not. These all call-outs were meant with a response by 5 through 6 uniformly clad black bloc individuals who attempted to terminate the suspected feed. See, these people, why in the fucking, what's wrong with us? I mean, seriously, I've got to ask you people. You look at what these motherfuckers are doing. What's wrong with us? Well, of course, they don't have to worry about going to jail because their fucking goddamn communist brethren will just turn them loose again. And hell, they're making hundreds of millions of fucking dollars for fucking going out and rioting. Well, what's wrong with us that we don't go down? Why don't we go down there and stomp the fuck out of them? Why? We have the fucking right to. They're fucking tearing up. Like the people that when they block a goddamn bridge, everybody get out of their car, go down there and beat the motherfucking shit out of them. Clear the fucking road. You don't have the right to stop. That's a violation of my right to free movement, you son of a bitch. You fucking communist. And we have the right to fucking take the law into our own hands because there is no fucking law but our fucking law. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable. Ratified by the representatives of the people, law of December 15, 1791. And it's fucking absolute. These motherfuckers aren't going to enforce that. They know you have the right to go down the goddamn road. Well, we can't touch these Antifa, these little fucking fairy fuckers. And I mean, fuck this shit. Fuck these goddamn rent-a-pigs. They're not cops anyway. And see, that's what the goddamn big-time lawyers, they fucking know. They know they can get away with anything because they do not have jurisdiction over them because they're actually a fraudulent existing fucking group. We were never to have police over us people. Think about it. A free country, self-governing, well except for that government over there that has full control over your whole fucking life and can hire and hiring goddamn mercenaries. See, there's no legal positions for them to take or any kind of elections or anything. They just hire fucking goons. And now anybody tries to tell me these goons aren't on the side of the fucking corporations, it's fucking, well, fuck you, you're wrong. When NGOs, legal observers, and their comrades are arrested, they're immediately provided with pro bono legal and connections to bail money. Rioters often write the NGL or NLG phone number on their body in anticipation of arrest. Why ain't we doing this? Why ain't we doing something? Last year, New York City agreed to pay tens of thousands of dollars to NLG members arrested in the Bronx in June 2020. In Detroit, NLG members are suing the city for alleged wrongful conduct stemming from its police response in 2020. Do you block the road? And you step up to take care of it yourself and you want to them son of a bitches jump on. Antifa should be labeled what it is, a hate group. No. Antifa? No, they're a bunch of fucking weirdos is what they are. I look at them and I'm fucking disgusted with my fellow Americans that we let a bunch of punk little motherfuckers like that fuck around with us. I mean, if just think if a couple million of you just went into some place like Portland and just fucked them up. They're going to arrest a couple fucking million of you armed? Are they? It's time to fight back against these son of a bitching communist motherfuckers and against the fascists. All the fucking collectives. The international corporate mafia. You need to fight back or get down on your goddamn knees and be the fucking slave they want you to be. Denver settled to pay $16 million to just seven people. That's what they got for going out and fucking closing roads, breaking shit, busting shit up. That sounds like pretty good goddamn money to me and released immediately because they ain't going to hold their people in jail. They have free reign out there. And if you go to fucking attack, we got to slaughter them. We outnumber them so goddamn grossly. We whelm them. Come with 2 fucking million, 3 fucking million. Cover the whole motherfucking city, man, and fucking get them son of a bitches and beat the fuck out of them and throw them in the goddamn river. Antifa should be labeled what it is, a hate group. No. Nearly every American city affected by mass protests and rioting in 2020 ended up settling. And nearly every American city afflicted by mass protests. This ain't protests. When you go and you close off a fucking road, the people that are going down that road, you're interrupting their right to travel. You're violating their fucking rights to free movement. And your ass, that's goddamn sedition. and you're pushing goddamn communism out in the fucking open, saying it. So don't, I mean, don't act like, oh, the poor police just can't do fucking bullshit. They're privateers. They work for fucking unions. They do what they're fucking told, and that is back this fucking communist bullshit. And that's what they're paid to do. Now, Austin settled to pay $17.3 million. So, man, I don't know. Why in the hell, you see a little kid fucking with autism getting tased, beat, handcuffed. You know, he might be 10, 12 years old. And you don't never hear much about that. But these motherfuckers, I mean, this shows you the dominance the Jews have over the fucking media now. I mean, they had the fucking regular media, but the goddamn internet, I mean, it fucking exploded, and it actually took their power away from them. And they know it. That's why they're trying to get, I mean, half the internet's gone because the fucking, they turned it over to China for fucking goddamn censorship. But it doesn't fucking matter. The word is out. People understand what's going on. You cannot not understand it. I look at these punks. I look at these fucking punks. I'm 61 fucking years old. I'd go up and knock any one of them out of their fucking boots. What the fuck is wrong with the young men in this goddamn country? You're going to let these son of a bitches run your fucking streets? You're going to let them fucking run your fucking life? You're going to let them follow your old lady into the bathroom with one of these transgender sick son of a bitches? Follow your old lady in the bathroom so they can watch her piss? Or do whatever else they want to. Are you going to do that? Are you gutless? The NGL is just one among dozens of well-financed legal. I wonder who's fine. Well, George Soros. George, they have well-financed groups across the U.S. operating to help the far left. And it ain't just the far left, just the far right. They want this goddamn country in chaos. And if we, the people, refuse the chaos, we just go, there's just a handful of these son of a bitches causing the chaos. Let's beat the fuck out of them. Let's beat them down into the goddamn ground. There is no fucking law. Let's enforce our fucking law, the only law in this fucking country that has been ratified by the fucking people. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable. That means it can't be taken away, contracted away. You can't even give it away. Rights. You enforce your fucking rights to go down the goddamn streets unharassed. When these fuckers harass you, you fucking stick a Bowie knife through the son of a bitch. You have the right to walk down a goddamn street unharassed. And if they can't fucking, well, they have no intention of fucking keep cleaning up the fucking streets. My son has seen downtown Portland, man. They have goddamn these big, huge garbage bins. Think of the biggest fucking one piled with needles so fucking high they're dripping off the fucking side. And in state Oregon, you get caught with, you can sit there and do heroin on the sidewalk. Fucking fentanyl, any fucking thing you fucking want, just sit there and you can go ahead and do it, man. It's no problem. You won't get arrested. Don't worry. And if you do, you'll be right out and they'll have to pay you some fucking money for arresting you. I mean, I think of the times I've been fucking unlawfully arrested and fucking beaten. And fucking I think about these son of a bitches here, and you know that it's the goddamn fix is in. Fuck you, George Soros. You're a piece of fucking human garbage. And the day that you fucking meet your justice, I hope I'm there. I hope I get to see you do the shit dance, motherfucker. Well, guys, we're down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. We really are going to take a quick break. Let me see how I could do this without messing up. There we are. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
She said, I got something special for you. What a man's gotta do, what a man's gotta do.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Jefferson. seen dumb. I've seen dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. And were fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slaves. I'm told, faithful to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few select get to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. The common sense with my rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkids will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Don't come for my gun. Our money, dumb down our kids. MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. You're right that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Just don't come for my gun. And I won't have to do
listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Thurman Ollie, with Don't Come For My Guns. You know, he says, don't come for my guns and just don't, I mean, can you come in and rape your fucking wife? Can you take your fucking land? I mean, what do you, I mean, is it just the fucking gun? I'm sure they'll let you hold your gun and you can have it loaded and everything if you ain't going to do nothing with it. If you're not going to protect anything with it, don't come for my fucking life. Don't come for my fucking rights. Or you will deal with my fucking guns. I will back my fucking goddamn Bill of Rights with my fucking life. And if everybody would just fucking do that one simple thing, get on that same fucking page. But no, there's too many people with goddamn other interests, huh? You people that have that, you know, I mean, I'm making money here. I got different interests than you. Let's see what else we got going on here. Bastards. But I mean, that's the problem, people. Oh, they got Kim Jong-un here. You see, the article is, North Korea unveils new nuclear warhead as U.S. air carrier arrives in South Korea by brothers. I mean, that's when you know they're desperate for something to divert your attention for. That's when you know something's getting ready to happen, like the banks are getting ready to fail. Something really bad. Kim Jong-un. Oh, my God. Not Kim Jong-un. Oh, my God. Bullshit. I mean, these people here, I've seen them translated out, too, and they're some dumb son of a bitches. All the technology they have comes from China, which came from the United States of fucking America through fucking traitors against our people and against our fucking law, who fucking set up goddamn regimes so that they can fucking feed the industrial war complex until it fucking explodes, while the people live under goddamn highway passes with their goddamn children in the fucking winter. That's what these motherfuckers do. I'm not, fuck you, Kim. See, House COVID committee demands info on input Biden allies gave CDC on school closure guidelines by Victor Nava. And this was sent in, well, I guess that I put this up. Well, look at me go. All right, let's look and see what it says. See what we're doing here? We're doing what we've been doing for so fucking long. We're sitting here pointing out outrage after outrage after... What the fuck does it take? What outrage, anybody out there, what outrage would it take to make you fucking stand up and fucking go at it with these son of a bitches? Do they have to come in your house and start raping your daughter? Do they have to fucking come and fucking, I don't know, beat you, catch you out on the street and beat you half to death? What do they got to do to piss you off? Or can you be pissed off anymore? Have you, you know, taken too much of the goddamn shit that they fucking have fed you, that, you know, the GMO foods, the fucking shit and the poison in the water? Maybe you drank too much water and fucking now you're just complicit. How many people out there are complicit and how many people are fucking had enough of this shit? That's the only question we got left. Okay, here we go with this. Brad Winstrup, like a Brad, okay, is asking ATF President Randy Wingerton for all communications with the CDC leading up to the February 2021 school reopening guidance AP. Lawmakers tasked with investigating the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Are you going to keep doing this? Fucking, we're back. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's bullshit. It's never fucking existed. And everybody with a half a fucking brain, anybody with a brain the size of a fucking pea knows it. Pandemic response are demanding the release of communications regarding school closures as they probe the influence that the Biden administration's allies held on the controversial guidelines. The House Select Committee on coronavirus. I mean, see, we got COVID-19, then they jump over here. You know, coronavirus has been on the back of livestock cancers. I can never, as long as I remember, since I was a kid, it's a cold. That's what a coronavirus is. It's a cold. It's maybe a flu, but I mean, it's been there forever. We just use these fucking terms, coronavirus, COVID-19, be scared. No, how about we find out who's spraying what on us and fucking we spray it up their fucking ass. The House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic bullshit fired off more than a dozen letters to several agencies and unions Tuesday, including the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the American Federation of Teachers, AFT. See, all these fucking non-governmental fucking organizations, this is the fucking problem. They have no lawful authority over us. You have to submit to these son of a bitches to say, I'm not going to fucking submit to this shit. Shove it up your fucking ass. They come, then they're violating your fucking, the Bill of Rights is the highest law, and then you got the right because they removed the common law courts for your redress under the first article. Then you have the right to exercise your rights under the second article and enforce that son of a bitch right on the spot. The ATF is second largest teachers union in the U.S., one of the Democratic Party's most reliable donors. The ATF. Do you hear what I just said? The panel is concerned about the potential for undue influence on non-governmental groups on CDC scientific guidance. Westrup wrote, noting the possibility that the Biden administration polarized teacher unions over students prioritized. I'm sorry. See, these unions, this is all commercial. We want our goddamn country back. We get this fucking corporation out of here. We never asked for it. And lawfully, you put it in place in violation of the fucking law. You committed high crimes and misdemeanors. You committed high fucking treason by putting it in fucking place, and you know it. Get it the fuck out of our country. Get us out of all these other fucking countries. We don't want to be world fucking citizens. We want to be American nationals. It's a much fucking pleasanter fucking state of being. We want our goddamn gold and silver back. We want our goddamn debt-free money. We want that fucking Federal Reserve. We want the fucking Rothschilds that run it hung, and we want every fucking piece of fucking wealth they stole from us back. Show this pompous motherfucker. The panel is concerned about the potential for undue influence of non-governmental groups. I'm not a member of the government. I can't be a member of the government. There is no goddamn government. It's a fucking corporation. And these son of a bitches are just the same as one as the other. It's the international corporate mafia. And you are the same. You're not no fucking different. Influence over non-governmental groups. You have no goddamn influence. You fucking try exercising influence that violates the fucking right, and you're a goddamn seditious traitor, and you go against the fucking law, asshole. Possibly the Biden administration polarized teachers unions over prioritized, I'm sorry, when weighing whether or not to reopen shuttered schools. And then, they had to make this thing. You've seen how they had to build it. Nobody had the flu that year. Everybody had died, even people that went through windows and car crashes. Oh, coronavirus killed them. Yeah, coronavirus. Somebody beheaded. Oh, coronavirus is what did it. And they were giving out goddamn checks of $3,500 a piece for every diagnosis of fucking COVID-19 that don't exist. At the same time, you had no cold or flu season. Wonder what that was all about. Wonder if we're that fucking stupid. In one letter, committee chairman Brad Westrup questioned the input the health agency received from the ATF. What are we talking about? I mean, what ATF? Okay. In 2021, it's COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fuck you, Goebbels. School reopening guidance. Everybody knows it. I mean, fucking, it don't matter. I mean, they'll tell you, they told you right on the CDC site that goddamn shot was not a fucking vaccination, and they still, they're fucking, when you see these goddamn corporate fucking reporters in their incorporated fucking goddamn site, this is why they get money. This is why they get to make money at this, because they'll come out and they'll say something like that when they fucking know better, because they fucking will sell your ass out. The committee chairman, a doctor in his own right, notes that the ATF's policy is a political union. I'm sorry. The ATF is a political union, not a professional scientific or medical organization. I mean, we got lots of more ATF. Or I guess it's ATF, EBCHIG. Finally confuse it until it's all just one fucking thing of acronyms. Yet CDC permitted the ATF to edit the operational strategy prior to release, the GOP lawmaker said. The CDC's published guidelines on February 12, 2021 advised keeping students locked out of classrooms in more than 90% of U.S. counties, despite it being contrary to the prevailing science at the time when strips continued. Well, yes, and what about it? I mean, like I said, we can sit here and read outrage. Yeah, that's true. And what about it? What you going to do about it, huh? Well, I told somebody. Everybody know. Everybody already fucking knows. Known this since you fucking did it. I guess you just come on out with it, and then people get used to, hey, they can fucking do anything they want. Well, they can't unless you allow them. In May of 2021, the Post reported on the powerful ATF's full court press against the CDC, as it drafted its February guidelines. See, even getting into this argument here, you can't give us goddamn guidelines. You can't do shit. The ninth article forbids any goddamn authority to exist in this country or anywhere else that violates that motherfucking Bill of Rights, that denies or disparages to the tiniest little bit any fucking right. People could just get that through their head, but then, oh man, I guess for a couple bucks, man, I'll go ahead and sell your fucking right out. I'll sell your rights, and then I'll be big further up the fucking ladder up somebody's ass, and I'll be doing better. Emails from the period show a flurry of activity between Walensky, her top advisors, and ATF officials, with even the White House getting looped in just days before the consequential school reopening guidelines. It's guidelines. You show me in the Bill of Rights where it allows for guidelines to trump your goddamn law, to trump your rights. Because it fucking don't. It forbids it in the ninth article. The enumeration in the Constitution, that's the writing down in the Constitution, which when they affix the fucking Bill of Rights, which is a higher law, as a preamble of that son of a bitch, shall not be interpreted as to deny or disparage others. What others do you think they're talking about? They're not talking about the Constitution. They ain't talking about these motherfuckers. They're not talking about shareholders and corporations. They're not talking about others. Retained by we the people. And then everybody tried to explain that and saying, well, that was because they thought that there was, rights that couldn't be covered. We couldn't write them all down. Bullshit. That was put down there to make God. They fucking, they violate the rights that are fucking enumerated in the Bill of Rights, which is the only goddamn lawful law in this goddamn country. And we all know it. They know it. They know they formed an illegal corporation. They know that fucking Abraham Lincoln started when he declared fucking martial law back in the 1860s, declared martial law. Where was his judicial authority, people? You show it to me, and that Bill of Rights forbids it. That ninth article says, no, you cannot. And when people wrote writs and sent them into the fucking courts, well, the judges told him to stop it. He couldn't do it. So he had the fuckers arrested. That's when, like I said before, should have took off that blue, should have took off that gray, should have put on your fucking Sunday clothes, went to town and hung every son of a bitch, went to Washington, D.C., and hung every son of a bitch in one of those international motherfuckers, carpet-bagging bastards that was coming in to fucking start stealing your fucking country. But there's no excuse now. I mean, either you're going to put something before that Bill of Rights, and you're going to, hey, if you do, you deserve what you fucking get. That Bill of Rights has to come first. We have to enforce that son of a bitch verbatim. Or we'll have no country in our progeny will have no fucking country. They'll have no fucking freedom. Get used to the idea. It's up to you. It's going to be up to you. You're going to have balls. You're going to have a fucking spine. You're going to have to stand up and say fucking no to a goddamn pencil neck son of a bitch that couldn't crack an egg with a hammer. Thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about the forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our president, Randy Wingerton, another non-governmental son of a bitch, unelected by the people, fucking thinking he's going to make decisions for us. Shove your guidelines up your ass. They're a violation of the fucking fourth article, and you fucking know it. They're a violation of the ninth article, and you fucking know it. They're a violation of the whole fucking package because it goes to our goddamn freedom of speech, every fucking thing. You let it, they violate one thing, they violate the whole motherfucker. And that is treason, and that is sedition. When you're trying to fucking gain power over the fucking people to remove their fucking liberty, you are a motherfucking traitor, and you deserve the traitor's fucking death. And the ATF read a February 1st email from ATF Senior Director for Health Issues, Kelly Troutner, I guess it is, to the White House official. The correspondence was forwarded to Walensky. We were able to review a copy of the draft guidance document over the weekend and were able to provide some initial feedback to several staff this morning about possible ways to strengthen the document. You can't strengthen a fucking fraud. It is a fraudulent document. You're a fucking fraud. You're a fucking traitor. You're charged with treason by we the fucking people. By the American nationals who have the goddamn jurisdictional authority to charge your fucking ass with the fucking treason you're fucking committing with the goddamn occupation. Get your fucking occupation out of our country. Take every son of a bitch you brought here with you. March 22nd, while in the minority on the House Select Committee on the coronavirus crisis. Yeah. Then down here, we're going to get COVID. Now listen, did you see how they turned it? You're trying to put lipstick on a pig, you stupid fucks. You think people don't know it's bullshit? People run when they see that fucking shot. We know what you're fucking doing. We know how many people you've killed. Well, we probably don't know the true number. We know you're fucking in the millions and millions across this goddamn planet. But you're not going to get away with it, you son of a bitches. This shit only plays out so far, and you can say this is a tiny little planet, but it ain't. It's a monstrosity of a fucking planet. And this planet will fucking adjust your ass. You won't, everybody, you know, there've been civilizations throughout fucking history. We're going to take over the world. I mean, you look at the people that died to take these areas, like you know, the Greeks and the fucking Romans and the fucking Mongols and all this, and take these big hunks of land and put their color on it, and then the next one comes over and conquers back. It's just been all death for fucking money. That's all it's fucking ever been. That's all fucking war is. If you talk to the people, they wouldn't want to fight. I want to fucking live a life and raise kids and have happiness in my life. In March 2022, while in the majority on the House Select Committee on the Corona Crisis, my ass, Republicans found the document and testimony showed ATF staff successfully lobbied Walensky. So these non-governmental agencies are lobbying each other now with our money? I mean, how much are we paying? How much do you think you pay out to goddamn non-governmental agencies, 501c3 motherfuckers? They're just take your money. Again, that goes past just fucking allowing it, doesn't it? I mean, the cowardice in this goddamn country is just fucking overwhelming. Testimony showed ATF staff successfully lobbied Walensky to install a, quote, trigger in the guidance that would cause schools to close automatically if COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You think that we'll stop doing that? COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's never been fucking isolated. There is no such thing as COVID-19, you fucking murdering bastards. Your fucking shot's the killer. We know what you're doing. Positive rates reached a certain threshold. Walensky's told Select Committee Republicans in 2021 that the CDC consultation with the ATF was routine and consistent with the agency's customary. I see all these agencies. These are non-government. These are the motherfuckers that are running your life. I mean, fuck, they have no authority over you. You hold the ultimate authority. They took your fucking courts away. And so, I mean, everybody would be going for paper. But when it comes to picking up that fucking gun and fucking putting yourself to the hazard, you just ain't got what it takes, do you? Well, sooner or later, it'll be at your fucking front door. Sooner or later, everyone is going to be tested to see what you fucking are. And by then, it's going to be bad because you let it get that bad. It didn't have to be this bad. This could have been stopped generations ago and generations ago, but it wasn't. And it falls upon us. Our fucking generation gets the fucking shit into the fucking stick. Well, I'm tired of the shit into the fucking stick. I don't know about you. I'm tired of a fucking people that call themselves Americans letting people fucking shit on them like this. I started this little committee, me and Bob and John over there, and we're starting. I mean, it's just like this UN thing. They've got goddamn committee and stuff, and they think they're going to fucking force fucking goddamn their guidelines to come in and fucking trump our fucking law. If we don't stop this shit, people, I swear, you don't give a fuck about your children and grandchildren, you're a worthless son of a bitch. I think about the men and women who fucking died to get us these goddamn rights. Man, they weren't fucking playing around. It was their life. Their farms were burnt. Their fucking children killed. It was worth it to them because they understood what fucking freedom meant. You motherfuckers, you get your fucking comfort place a couple hours a day and you're fucking good to go. That's all I can say about you. You make me fucking pathetically sick. Anyways, it's the top of the hour. I guess that's going to be it. We'll be back tomorrow. Sorry. We had the problem we had yesterday was actually our fault, as we were trying to get it so that people on the phone line could hear the YouTube videos. But what we have to do if we want to do that is make a video into a separate file and put it down in the icons on the computer, which I don't have time to do, not at this point in the ball game. I mean, I'm rushing and hurrying to get just trying to get caught up to fucking where it's just enough that I can carry it on my shoulders. So until tomorrow, fair adieu to all of you. I mean, fuck, I can't tell you anymore. You know, fucking, are you going to fight or are you not going to fight? Either you're a fucking coward or you ain't. Either you understand what an American is. Maybe you're just one of them son of a bitches that don't give a fuck so long as you're making goddamn mammon. And most of them are, I love it the way they always Christians. They go to church and they fucking have and worship fucking mammon. Worship it. It will be the end of you. If this country fucking falls with the largest army to ever exist in this fucking world, I don't even want to, I mean, I'll hide where I'm buried. I don't want to be a part of this pathetic fucking goddamn notion. It's too fucking sickening, people. Anyways, I don't know. Think about it. Look in the mirror. You people who can't decide, or you mean you think you've decided, you better look in the mirror and you better become fucking, you better get fucking mean. If you don't get fucking mean, you're going to get fucking tromped on. You're going to get tromped on hard. So think about that. That's a word from the trenches.
Here I come.